Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
For a pre-record on my count, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Monday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. We're glad you're with us. Bob Getty and Kelly Center. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio here in Oak Grove, Mississippi. Opening segment of our show every day is sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Today, no exception. Dickey's is a great place to take your family for a wonderful meal 7 nights a week. Plus, a great place to cater upcoming events. And even though you may not tailgate in the front of the campus, you can tailgate, and you can have a good tailgate if you invite Dickey's Barbecue.
Although, Bob, you certainly can tailgate in front of the campus now again, as we talked about last week. So
just don't be tailgating when the game starts.
We're just kidding. The tailgate police will be coming.
We're just kidding. Hey, glad to have Dickey's on board. We got a good show for you today. Mike DeSormo is the head football coach at Louisiana, University of Louisiana. They're, of course, picked to win the Western Division of the Sun Belt Conference, and we're going to hear from him. High school football is just around the corner. We do a lot of that here at Super Talk. We're going to be talking to Mark Easley later in the show, who does the play-by-play on our behalf for Pedal High School. So it doesn't seem possible, Kelly, but football's on the air now every weekend on TV, although preseason football in the NFL is rather hard to watch, at least for me. But before you blink an eye, it's going to be kickoff time.
It is, and I understand why it's kind of misery to watch. But then, you know, the fans want to see the stars, but then you see them dropping like flies now with season-ending injuries. I mean, they haven't even played a game that counts yet, and players are already dropping like flies. And these are guys that are making millions of dollars. I don't know what the answer is. It's just a rough sport.
It is. I watched a little bit of the Saints yesterday. I don't know what you can really tell from preseason football, but I didn't see anything to get really excited about.
Unfortunately, I think the Saints preseason football will be pretty much like their regular season football. It is going to be it could be for a long year.
Yeah. But I tell you what, hate him, love him, whatever you want to think about the coach of the Chargers, former coach of
Harbaugh
of Michigan. The dude can coach, and that is a much, much better-looking football team after 1 year of him at the helm.
It's about time that whole Western Division get better, because Kansas City's been steamrolling their way to the champion, the Super Bowl every year, mainly because that Western Division has been so weak. The Raiders have been down. You know, the Chargers were down, the Broncos were down, but now the Broncos have improved, the Chargers have improved. So at least this time, if Kansas City makes a run, they're going to have to earn it a little bit.
Right. So Mahomes, the Kansas City played this weekend. Mahomes threw one pass, one touchdown into a former Golden Eagle.
How about that? Jason Brownlee, who had that, remember he had that horrific injury in the south end zone at the Rock his senior year. And I mean, people who were sitting there said that they've never seen a leg so badly mangled, and you wouldn't think that after suffering an injury like that you could come back at all. But then to come back and reach as high as the National Football League, now whether Brownlee makes the team or not eventually we don't know, but man, what a great opportunity for him to get to play on one of the very best teams in the league.
All right, meanwhile, here at home, Southern Miss continues to practice and get ready for the upcoming season. Nothing I don't guess completely out of the ordinary, but there is a different vibe, and we saw the practice schedule come out early this morning for this week. They practice late in the evening compared to early morning. Are you hearing anything that really jumps out at you? I am really not, to be honest.
No, I'm not either. I know, though, that for necessity, they have got to really take care of Braylon Braxton. I mean, just like any other team, the quarterback is really the engine that kind of drives the show. They got to make sure that they protect him and make sure that in practice, you know, guys on the defensive side of the ball are battling for positions and sometimes can get a little bit, you know, a little bit rambunctious and start hitting people when they don't necessarily need to hit them. But I know that they're going to have him bubble wrapped, I think, until the season begins.
Well, speaking of football season, we're going to be busy the week of football season. We're going to be at MCS Home Center one day. We're going to be at Heritage Firearms. And we're also going to be at Buffalo Wild Wings for a two-hour show the Friday before. Beginning to line that show up, Larry Fedora is going to join us down at Buffalo Wild Wings. I got word this past Friday that Jeremy McLean will be joining us down there. And obviously we'll be bringing some other folks in as well for a good two-hour show. It's going to be fun, and let's just hope that it cools off a little in the next 3 weeks.
And the aforementioned Braylon Braxton, I think he's going to join us at MCS.
Supposed to join us at MCS Home Center, yes, that is correct. So we still have a few more interviews to bring you. We're going to be hearing from the Louisiana head coach here in just a few minutes. And you had a chance to sit down with Coach DeSormo, and I just listened to the interview. He sounds pretty optimistic about his team.
And, you know, last year at Media Day, I really thought this guy is in over his head. I said, he's a former quarterback. And with all due respect, quarterbacks statistically don't do well as head coaches. Now, Jeff Bauer was an exception, and there have been exceptions. But by and large, the best winning percentage coaches are either offensive or defensive linemen. And I thought DeSormo, boy, he's in. But they had a great season last year, and he spoke with confidence this year that I didn't notice last year. Mm-hmm. So I think he's growing into the job. And boy, everybody loves that team. Everybody loves Louisiana. So, you know, jokingly, I don't even know why the rest of the games we even should play in the West, because right. Louisiana's mm-hmm. been the preseason crowned a champion already.
And the Cajuns do have a new renovated stadium that's been completed, so they'll have a new facility, basically. And I think that was an old stadium that really needed renovation. But it looks like that has happened and complete, so it could be a big year for Louisiana. And we'll hear from their head coach upcoming. Also, there are a lot of new basketball faces on the campus, and another one of those is headed our way.
Going to be on the show tomorrow, Bryce Garris, who's assistant coach in charge of recruiting. You know, when you pull up the Southern Miss website and pull up basketball, the only photo of the coaching staff is Jay Ladner, because bless his heart, man. I mean, a complete changeover in staff, a complete changeover in players. Now, Jay doesn't have a lot of hair, but what he's got left, I can't imagine why it's not snow white at this point. But it's not anything that other college coaches aren't having to go through as well. And I think, and we've touched upon it on this program before, of all the major sports, there has not been a sport as greatly impacted by the transfer portal and NIL as basketball.
No question.
It's just been terrible.
And it's bad everywhere. You heard what Larry Fedora said last week. You know, players coming in after four games and deciding they're going to redshirt themselves if they don't get a pay raise. And basketball is no different, except basketball is just, you're right. I mean, literally, it seems like every college team, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, wholesale turnover from year to year.
And to further what Coach Fedora said, the former Maryland coach was talking about, you know, people complained that he lost the locker room, that the coach lost the locker room. He said, I'll tell you what has lost the locker room is these guys all talk, all right? And when the quarterback is getting $500,000 in NIL money and the offensive lineman might be getting $25,000 or $50,000, they are human beings, and they talk. And you wouldn't think that in a situation like that where you're trying to win a championship, but It does. And if he's making more than I am, how come I'm better than he is, and why is he getting more, and how did that happen? And that starts all that sniping and backbiting in the locker room. It's not good.
Well, you had to know this was coming, right?
A person with common sense would have to think that this was coming.
You would have to know it was coming. It seemed like there were some simple solutions, but honestly, Kelly, the rich are getting richer. And if you look at the preseason top 25s, it's just the same old, same old, same old in the top 10.
You just reshake them, right? It's kind of like dice that you put in a cup.
In a way, it gets kind of boring almost, because it is the same dominant teams year in, year out.
And when you find out that Ohio State spent $30 million on that football team last year in giving money to those players.
Does that tank the championship just a little bit?
You're just buying a championship.
That's all you're doing.
I don't know why that would be all that exciting.
That's what you're doing.
It's why people hated the Yankees for all those years. They were buying all those players, and now the Dodgers are doing the same thing.
Well, high school players aren't getting money yet.
Yet.
That may change. High school football is really big around here. We're going to talk to Mark Easley about that next. Still to come, Mike DeSormo from the University of Louisiana. And we just got great shows for you all week, man. We're looking forward to it. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Southern Miss opens against Mississippi State, obviously, in 3 weeks. Wednesday, we will have Neil Price on the show. He is the play-by-play voice of the Bulldogs. He'll be here to preview the opening game, which I'm sure is generating more excitement each and every day. Also, Mike DeSormo, the head football coach at Louisiana, he will be on the show here momentarily. Campus Bookmart sponsors this segment of the program, campusbookmart.net. You can buy all your Southern Miss apparel there online, or you can go to the store personally. And, of course, that's the best thing to do. See it for yourself. Appreciate all that Campus Bookmart does for our program, as well as Genesis of Hattiesburg. That's because they're the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs are the finest luxury vehicles on the road today. You can visit the all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Well, high school football, along with college football, is just around the corner. And, of course, South Mississippi, and I guess really the whole state, is a hotbed of high school football. Super Talk, very, very involved in that. Of course, here in Hattiesburg, we broadcast the Petal High School Panthers. Our Laurel station broadcasts the Jones County High School Game of the Week. Mark Easley does Petal football. This will be his 12th year and his second year for Super Talk, working on our behalf. And, Mark, it's always good to have you in the studio. Why do you think high school football remains so popular?
Well, first and foremost, thanks for letting me come on for a few minutes and talk football. But I think a lot of it has to just do with community, because that's one aspect that the whole community can rally around. you know, no matter what level you are athletically, I think how your football team does sort of sets the tempo and the tone for your school and the whole school year. And with it being a fall sport, obviously, first thing, even before school starts, basically, you're playing football. I just think the community can rally around that and take pride in that as one thing that just pulls everybody together.
And probably no community does that more than Pedal. If you go by and look at that school, pretty impressive, massive community support.
Yeah, I think it is, and I don't know if they were the first in this area to really have that type of support, because now you can name a handful, a number of schools that are in that same boat now, but as far as maybe the first in this area, I think Pedal probably was that, Oak Grove being one that, you know, even though they're, quote, a bitter rival, it's the same situation where everybody's sort of competing against each other on the field, but also in the support and how they try to have their program run as well.
Has that died down some, the Pedal Oak Grove thing?
I hadn't really experienced that much of it. You know, as you said, this is my 12th year to do it, and I can sort of see it, and I think it I don't know if it's died down. It just depends on who you talk to, I think. Some of the old-timers, I don't know if it'll ever die down. But now, with the way things are, kids are growing up playing, knowing each other, playing against each other all year long in different sports before they get on the football field maybe, or even growing up in the youth leagues, and they know each other so well. I think it's more of an issue with the fans than it are players and coaches, and that's at every level, because through the recruiting process and as teams go off to colleges, it's the same thing. Like Ole Miss State, USM, whoever the rivals are, they just the players don't really get into it as much as the fans do. Now, the fans, obviously, they're really hyped up on it.
You know, when you talk high school football, too, it's not just the game, Mark, but you got the football players, the cheerleaders, the band,
yep,
the color guard. I mean, there's so many other students that are actually involved. Yep. I mean, the spotlight might be on the football team, but there's a lot of other students involved in other activities surrounding football.
Yes, it is. And the thing is, all those other groups you talked about, the band, cheerleaders, whoever it may be, they work really, really hard in this heat of the summer, getting ready for the season as well. And they put out a really good program too, whether it's the band or cheerleaders. And their competition that they have among the other schools' bands and competition is real as well.
Now, a couple of years ago, the MHSAA came out with a seventh classification year, 7A, 6A, and so on. I was really against that when it came out. I just don't think there's enough schools. No. When you look at the 7A classification in particular, I think there's only 24 schools, 12 in the north and 12 in the south. So, you know, really, what have you done necessarily by winning a north or a south state championship? Did you have a particular feeling on that as to whether it was really necessary?
I don't think it is. I'm sort of in the same boat you are. And another thing, I know it's a money-making issue, but the number of teams that get in the playoffs, I don't really agree with that either, because some of the districts are so small because you have it split up into seven divisions now, seven classifications, that you're getting teams in there as that fourth-place team that may have not won but one region game all year long, and it's just not good football usually in that first or even the second round of the playoffs.
And if you ask those coaches that won the one game, they would say, we don't deserve to be in the playoffs.
Because who are they matching up against? That number one team from another region that's going to be a skull dragging, a blood letting, or whatever you want to call it.
So how the Panthers, what are we expecting from Coach Boyles and the guys this year?
It's going to be a lot of the same as far as the way they play and the way they're going to be prepared so well. But the roster is going to be a little bit different. I know they've had some players move in that's going to, on paper, it's going to make them a better football team. They've got to replace some guys that graduated, big left tackle that's going to the Navy, signed there with the Navy, Will Hampton. They got to replace him. And some guys on the defensive side. But as far as the defensive line, they had some good young 10th graders last year that had a lot of playing time. So defensively, I think, and it's always that case, they're a little bit ahead of where the offense is, but they've got to replace some people. But you expect the same Marcus Boyle type team that's going to get after it, be well prepared, play hard, and really be a physical football team.
Well, I heard somebody compare Marcus Boyle one time to a lemon. They said whether it's a big lemon or a small lemon, however much juice is in that lemon, Marcus Boyle will get out of them.
Yep.
And I think that can't be said for a lot of coaches these days.
Yeah, and he's one of those as well. One part of he looks at the season as maybe three parts, as most schools do, most coaches do. You've got your pre region schedule, you got your region schedule, and then you get your playoffs. But he'll be one of a few coaches that will play the toughest non-region schedule he can, trying to get ready for the region play. And as you know, and y'all, you guys following Oak Grove as well, in this area, that's a tough region that Pedal is in with Brandon, Oak Grove, Pearl, Meridian, Northwest Rankin. But his non-region schedule is always going to be really hard.
And they always open on a Saturday night.
Not this
except
year.
This year.
Yeah.
Because of a little game in the Rock between Mississippi State and USM.
I've heard of that.
That's on the Saturday night, because I had to get clarification on verification of that as well, because always a Saturday, but I noticed on their schedule it's Friday. I saw a text Marcus. I said, is this schedule right on your school site? And he said, yeah, because State and Southern's playing on that Saturday. I said, well, okay, I can understand it then.
All right, nobody does high school football like Supertalk. You can go to supertalk.fm, go to the high school football page, and all of the games that we broadcast around the state are right there. You can upload those games, and you can hear those games live. And that will obviously include Pedal High School, which will be at supertalk.fm on the high school page, and obviously here on 97.3 WFMN. But, Mark, you're also going to be doing something new this year that we'd like to promote here for just a minute. We're going to have a Tuesday night coaches show, you and Coach Bowles, and we're excited about that, man.
Well, I am too. I'm glad that's breaking news to me. No, I knew that. It's always fun to sit down with Coach Bowles. We talk with him during the week to get our pregame interview for the pregame show. But to have a 30 minutes to sit down in the middle of the week and just talk football with him and getting ready for that upcoming game, that's going to be fun.
I think that'll be at, I should have known that, 6 o'clock, I think.
Six or seven.
I think it's 6 or 7.
I think it may be moved to 6:30.
All right, we'll find out. We'll get that up on our Facebook. And you get to eat Mexican food.
Hey, feed me and I'll show up.
That's the old radio say. It's free, it's me.
Yeah. I do want to mention that talking about the football, there's going to be a big Friday night on the 22nd at Jones College. Jones is hosting a Jones County Jamboree, four games that day that include all the schools in Jones County, South Jones, Northeast, Laurel, and West. But Pedal included in one of those as well. Starts at 2 o'clock, a game every 2 hours, 2, 4, 6, and 8. South Jones will play Lawrence County, Northeast, and Summerall, Laurel, and Pedal at 6. And then West Jones and Seminary to close out the nightcap. So that's going to be a lot of jamboree football the Friday night before the regular season starts.
How much improved will Pedal be in Coach's second year?
I think they're going to be pretty good because, the quarterback from East Marion has moved in. And he has got boo-koodles of offers already. Now, how that translates on the field for Pedal, yet to be seen. But as far as on paper, he's going to make them a much better football team if he can stay healthy and do what he's shown he's capable of doing. So I think they're going to be good. Made the playoffs last year. Didn't end up the way they wanted it to. But if you can make the playoffs out of this region, you have a chance to be move on in the down the line from week to week and be successful in the playoffs. So to answer your question, I think they're going to be improved. The defensive side is going to be strong. That defensive line, again, got all those young guys back as juniors now that had a lot of snaps last year as sophomores.
We'll look forward to hearing you every Tuesday and every Friday night here real soon, Mark.
All right, appreciate it. We're looking forward to it.
We appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Mark Easley, everybody, will be doing Pedal High School for Super Talk this year.
I'm pretty good at units of measurement, but I'm not quite sure how much a boo-koodle is. We'll have to look that up.
He went to Iowa State. Hey, don't worry.
Smidgens and boo-koodles. Come on, Kevin.
We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, this segment is sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill. Appreciate all they do. Slay the guys down there. Great place for lunch and dinner. And when football season rolls around, all the big games will be on the TVs at 4th Street Bar and Grill. That you can be sure of. Don't forget about our podcast. Thousands of you tune in that way. We appreciate that. It's on YouTube, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, Audible, Apple. Or you could tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. The Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns. That's who everybody says is going to win the Western Division of the Sun Belt Football League. Mike DeSormo is the second-year head coach there in Lafayette, Louisiana. Kelly talked to him during media day, and here's Coach DeSormo's preview of the Ragin' Cajuns.
Well, Coach, everybody's really high on your team. Are you as high on your team as everybody else seems to be? And let's take a look at your to-do list going into the season to start with.
Yeah, well, you know, I think, you know, it's nice, you know, when other people feel that way, because I respect the coaches and everybody in this league, but the preseason stuff, I mean, it really doesn't matter a whole lot. I think especially now, I mean, more than ever, it's hard to know, you know, who's got what coming back and how those pieces fit. So all that really matters is the belief in your building at this time of year, you know, and we do believe that we have a good football team. You know, we've been able to keep our team intact. We have 20 seniors this year, you know, which that's one of the hardest things to do in today's game is keep a veteran experienced team. So, yeah, I mean, we're excited about what we have. You know, the work from January to now has been exceptional. You know, in fall camp, I think we've got to continue to build that chemistry. You know, I think last year we had a good football team, but we had a team that really believed in each other. They played for each other. It was a team. And duplicating that chemistry that we had, I think, is key for us to have a good season. And, you know, you do that in the offseason, spending time together and all that stuff, but you do it through hard days in practice. You know, in fall camp, you do it through having to work through those days that, you know, when you don't really feel like working, you have to do it for each other. So, you know, that's the biggest thing is we got to push the gas here in fall camp and, you know, and find out, you know, who we can depend on in key situations.
I'm going to talk more about your team in just a second, but I have kind of been floored today by the number of coaches when talking about Southern Miss have said, boy, what a coup that you guys were able to get. And this is a compliment to Jeremy McClain, of course, the AD. What a coup that you were able to get to Charles Huffman. Was that a big surprise across the league when that happened?
Yeah, I would say, you know, when I started, you start hearing the rumors about it, and it was kind of like, you know, that's, you know, there's not a whole lot of in conference. I mean, I don't know if I ever remember that happened in conference. So, yeah, I mean, he did a phenomenal job at Marshall, you know, and we played him in the conference championship, and his team was tough and physical and well-coached and disciplined. And, you know, that I expect that's what he's going to bring over there to Southern Miss, you know. So, I mean, I think that was a heck of a get. You know, the big thing is knowing how to win in this conference. Every conference is unique. Every school is unique. He's done it at a high level in this conference, and I think that's key to the drill.
How are you into this now, what, the fourth season? How are you different today than you were your first day on the job as the head coach in Louisiana Lafayette?
Well, you know, so much has changed. You know, the year that I got the job is the first off season that we had the portal and NIL together. I think we've had to figure out a formula that works for us using NIL. I think we figured out, you know, how we see the portal fitting us. As a replacement piece for players that we've lost, where I think earlier on I was more hesitant to sign portal players just out of the unknown and how short of a time that that recruiting process is so short, you know. I think we've kind of found a formula that works for us, that fits for us. We still don't sign a bunch. You know, we took 7 transfers last year, which is not a lot. It's about getting the right ones that come in and that fit. So, you know, we've had to kind of figure out that formula and how that fits for us. you know, my role has grown a little bit more as a fundraiser than what it probably used to be in some of those areas.
Do you like that or not?
Well, you know, I think like is a relative term. I mean, I think it's necessary. And, you know, I love this job and I love being here. So,
part of it.
It is. You know, it's like people ask, do you like recruiting? It's like, well, I never really thought of it that way. It's what you have to do to win, you know, so you do it. And, you know, it is cool, though, in some aspects. You get to meet different people that are in different businesses that are really successful in what they do. So you kind of get a little bit of a kind of different perspective from that. You meet a lot of people that are very generous, that really care about the university and want to see us have success, which is always fun to see people that are interested and invested in what you do. You know, and the biggest thing, I think, you know, I tell people this, they ask me all the time, what'd you learn from year one until now? you know, you really have to do it the way every team is different, and you have to change year to year and get excited about what you have to do to help that team have success. And I don't think that things you did in the past necessarily always are best for what you're doing right now. I think every year you got to go back to the drawing board, reinvent yourself, reinvent your staff, reinvent what you have to do for that team. So, you know, that's something that I think, you know, you had to learn a little bit the hard way. You know, the first couple of years we had to grow through some things and you know, went through some struggles. But we had a real conviction in that you could still build it by recruiting high school kids and developing them. I believed we could retain our players by doing things a certain type of way, and fortunately we've been able to. You know, and then, you know, naturally as time goes, it starts to pay off. It's just the world we live in now. You don't always get 3 or 4 years, so, you know, it needed to in year three, and we feel really confident going into year four.
So let's talk about some particular names on your Cajun team this year. When you and your staff sit down, you say, look, we got to have this guy and this guy and this guy and this guy come through for us.
Sure.
Who are some names that Southern Miss fans should be looking at when we play y'all later this year?
Well, you know, I think we lost a lot of production in the throw game last year with Terrence leaving and some other guys that we have that have moved on. You know, I think Shelton Sampson, you know, who's a new transfer for us, just got here. Rob Williams, who's a name that's been around for a while, he's a senior, needs to play really good. Jaden Johnson, those are all three receivers that we need to play really well. You know, behind them, you know, is you got to continue to have like a little bit of a rotation there. I think Rajee Dennis is a young player that we're really excited about, can really run. You know, Kadarius Wade's kind of the same thing. You know, that receiver group, you know, Landon Strother, Charles Robertson, that group I think is a big group that we need to perform well. Naturally, at quarterback, you got to play well there. And that's what we did last year. We protected the football. We operated really well, really cleanly, got the ball where it needed to go. We got to get that done. But I would say offensively we need that. And then on defense, you know, at linebacker, I think we have a really talented group, physically talented. We need those guys to play well this year. You know, they've all been in the system for a while, at least two or more years. And then we've got to get them to play well after losing our two starting linebackers. You know, at corner, I feel really good about where we're at corner. I think we've got good depth there. But I think I would say at linebacker, you know, Jaden Duggar moving to inside backer from outside needs to play well. Terrence Williams in his second year at linebacker, who moved over from running back, needs to play really well. You know, Jake St. Andre, Caleb Edwards, all four of those guys at linebacker we need to play well.
You were talking about Duggar and the change in and out. The layperson at home would think, well, that shouldn't be that difficult to change. But how is it complicated moving just a little bit on the field, but some different responsibilities?
You know, when you're on the edge, everything's kind of on the inside of you, right? So you're kind of playing out of one eye a little bit. Like, it's all right there. You know where it's all at. You know where the threats are. Your keys are really simple. It's all inside out. When you move to inside backer, you know, first of all, you got to be the signal caller. You're the quarterback on the defense. But you've got to be able to peripher the whole field, the formation. You got to be able to play. It's a league full of motions and shifts and things like that. You've got to be able to anticipate these motions and shifts and communicate effectively. And then certainly playing off the ball, you know, everything's downhill when you're on the ball right there. I mean, it's just kind of squeezing the edge and using your hands and playing there. You know, when you're off the ball, you got to avoid blocks at times. Sometimes you got to go take them on. It's a little bit of a different animal, but he's done a really good job. He has a safety background back in the day, you know, from whenever he was younger. So this has probably been a little bit of a better move. And for us, he's just a unique player. He can't play a third of the game for us. You know, when you have unique players, you got to find a way to get them on the field and let them go and do their thing. So it's been a good move for us and for him.
Well, Coach, it was a great year last year. And on behalf of all Southern Miss fans, we hope you win every game you play except one.
Understood. Understood.
You wouldn't have it any other way, right?
I agree with that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. See you guys at our place.
And good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, that's Mike DeSormo, who is the head football coach at the University of Louisiana. We're going to keep Mark. I got a tennis question. He's a former tennis coach at the Jones College. I'm going to ask him when we come back from the break. But real quick, Mark, about 50 seconds left. You mentioned that the Peddle Hattiesburg game normally on Saturday moved to Friday, which probably where high school football should be played, mm-hmm. because the state Ole Miss. What's your thoughts about the Bulldogs coming here to Hattiesburg?
I think it's good for the state, number one. I think the team out of Starkville has played Southern more than the school up north.
Correct.
In Oxford.
Correct.
And I think Coach Libby would want to build that relationship, and it only helps high school football, I think. So home and home, that's the way it ought to be. And it'll be a big crowd, I know, and I think the it should be a good game. A lot of unknowns going into it, especially with the roster turnover that both teams have had, but especially Southern Miss.
Care to make a prediction as we go into the break?
Well, I'm the baby of 12. I went to Delta State to play basketball. The other 11 went to Mississippi State, so I can't pick against them. But I wouldn't put any money on State because that. Hey, I'm used to being a State fan. I expect disappointment.
I can relate to that. Trust
but if 11 siblings went to Mississippi State, your parents died poor, I'm sure, right? Or if I hope maybe they're still with us.
Well, we can talk about that when we come back. You got time to kill.
Mark was the longtime tennis coach at the Jones College. Got some things I want to ask him about tennis and the world of college athletics when we come back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, we'll thank D-Battle and Hardy Street for sponsoring this last segment of the program. Great place for baseball and softball training. Great place for adult athletic training as well. D-Bat down there on Hardy Street. Mobe Beignet is the official beignet store of the Eagle Hour. You can find those wonderful desserts at 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg any day of the week. And you can drive on out Highway 98 if you got some home improvements, some home remodeling, maybe some painting. Maybe you want some new flooring, some new kitchen counters. Whatever you may want for your home, you'll find it at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. They're at 7329 US 98 West. They're locally owned. Right outside of town, a beautiful state-of-the-art facility, MCS Home Center in Bellevue.
Biggest home improvements going on this time of year, Bob, is the college kids are leaving. out of the house.
Looking back, that was an improvement. Mark Easley remains with us, the play-by-play voice of Petal High School, former tennis coach, long time at Jones College. And I ask you to stick around because, you know, we cover all sports at Southern Miss. And one thing that strikes me a little bit every year, and I'm a little curious about it, you go down the rosters of tennis teams, and not only at Southern Miss, really, but anybody they compete against. And, Mark, it's just almost exclusively foreign students. Do American kids, with all due respect, not play tennis?
Well, they don't play it as well. I think your international students may be a little more driven and motivated to see tennis as a way out or a way to make a living. You know, as children, they will be sent. They'll go live at these academies and train from a very early age until their college age. You look at how much work they put in on a tennis court and compare that to how much work an American child, student, would have put in on a tennis court, and there's no comparison. And that's – if you're going to be successful at Division I, Division II, any level really, especially at the higher levels, you're going to have nothing but international players on that roster. But just because they put the work in, they're so much better as a whole than the American players. I guess the reason for that, Americans may have more things to do, just not motivated to get out there and work. There are some that are, and there's some that can compete. But if you look at the big picture, there's not many American kids that are willing to work like those international kids have.
Interesting comparison, Kelly, is you see that in Major League Baseball.
Mm. Yeah, very few. I mean, it's Hispanic. You know, the Hispanics, a lot of Hispanic players in Major League Baseball. But when you look at the best tennis players in the world playing on all the majors, there's very few Americans even listed anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be the Jimmy Connors and the Chrissy Everetts and, you know,
You're aging yourself.
Billie Jean King. Well, yeah. For sure. Yeah. But, I mean, there just haven't been, other than the Williams sisters, there just really haven't been any Americans at the top of the heap.
And one thing you see, on our, even at the junior college level, we were just getting international students then at the junior college, but seeing the recruiting videos that you would get trying to get those players a place to play. And you look at sometimes the environment they're having to play in and practice in, whereas American, you probably think just country club, go out, best courts, whatever. And these international students, they may have a net that's barely hanging on. The facilities are not great. So the environment they come from, they realize, hey, this is the way out where I can make a living playing tennis or better myself or to go and get an education to where I can have a good job when I get through college. That's their way out and to better their life.
And you also have to think that if they're that good with limited resources, how good can they become with unlimited resources?
That's right. And I think you see that at every level on the college level. As I said, we were talking during the break that I've started officiating some tennis in the last couple of years, juniors, college, all of it. ITA, USTA, and you can see on the college level really how important it is to those international players. It's important to all of them, but really how important it is to them and how much success they want to have.
So that's just another example of American kids not needing it as bad as the other kids.
Exactly.
And you know, it takes a brave kid to leave your country and go to a foreign country and live with your parents, you know, thousands of miles away. That in itself says they're pretty tough kids, huh?
It is, but again, as part of it, as they've been at these academies since they might have been 10 or 11 years old.
So they're used to being away.
They are, and they come with a different maturity than what the American kids have. And the culture they bring, I love the international kids we had at Jones and the ones that I get to talk with now, whether it's soccer, whatever sport it is. The culture they bring is a plus too because you get to see a different type of student and athlete.
All right, only 30 seconds left. I want you to look to your left.
Oh, my goodness.
There sits Kelly. And you're a longtime tennis coach, tennis official. Do you see the game of tennis in Kelly's future?
What I see in Kelly's future,
here we go,
for you Seinfeld connoisseurs, is the adult ball man. When Kramer went to be the ball boy and ran over Monica Seles in her first match back after the stabbing, I can see Kelly being a good ball boy.
If you ever see me running, call the police because something has happened. Seriously,
that's after I video it because hey, you're not going to believe this. Kelly is running.
Be sure you video it, would you please? Yes. If you see him walking fast, video it, would you?
Free beer. I'm running.
Mark, thank you, man. We look forward to working with you. You're a great professional, and we're really happy to have you part of the SuperTalk family.
I'm proud to be part of it. Thank you.
All right, that wraps up the show today. We'll be back tomorrow. We've got good shows coming for you all week long. Until tomorrow at 1 o'clock, as always, thank you for listening. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A SuperTalk Mississippi Media Production.